Everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. And folks, I am back in Fort Lauderdale since the IT Owners Compass that we had in Chicago. We were at the lovely Kinsey Hotel, and it was a nice little event put on by our good friend Lori Tishnai and Matt Rodella, your two favorite event planners for 2018. And I am going to do something a little bit different than I did last year. If you remember last year, when I came back from the conference, I had an interview called The Voyage Home. And I had a couple of people on at one time. Well, I'm going to do a few different interviews, and some of them will be together. Some of them will be single. But we're going to have a whole bunch of interviews, basically a recap of the conference. And so today, I am joined by somebody who I finally got to meet for the first time at the conference. I had seen her around. You have seen her around. She has been on a Podnuts Pro all the way back in 2015. She was on the Podnuts Daily 427. She has been doing IT since 19... that was the year. She has also been around town doing a lot of different things. She is a star in the lower Marion County. She was profiled as a member spotlight in the Lower Marion Community Network, even been on the YouTube, a nice little show called On the Rise with Najee Grant. So you can search her out and find her all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about Lynn Thames from Thames Computer Consulting. Lynn, how are you?
I'm well, Marvin. Thank you for that intro. I forgot about some of those things.
You did?
Well, yes.
It's out there.
Right, right. And so you have to Google yourself more often.
this is a little more than Googling, so.
Yeah, well, that's true.
We go into the deep, deep web.
Dark web.
All right. So, Lynn, it's been a few days, and how are you recovering?
I finally, today, I think, is the first day I'm not exhausted.
Yeah.
And, the first couple of days after coming back, I was really wiped out. You know, it was a lot of fun packed into a couple of days.
It was a fast-paced, jam-packed event, as Mike Smith would say.
Correct. There was really not much time for anything else, actually.
No, there wasn't. If you wanted to have fun, you had to party to the wee hours.
Or get up early.
Or get up early.
They're getting up early and party to the wee hours. Both. Yeah. Both.
All right. So, Lynn, tell me, I believe this is your first year attending this conference, even though it's not the same name. It is our third year hosting an event like this, but it was your first year there?
It was my first year there. I guess I had seen about the Unconvention maybe on Facebook or heard about it in a podcast on Podnuts or something, but I never went. And then Lori really was pushing for women to come this year, and she messaged me to, you know, will you come? And so I said, okay, sounds good. I mean, Chicago in the summer, I'll do Chicago in the summer.
All right.
Not in the winter.
And that was a big thing. We did want more women attendees there. We knew that there were a lot of women in tech that needed to be represented, and she apparently went after you guys.
She did. I mean, certainly me. And that was great. I to thank her for that. And I really enjoyed it. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't really have too many expectations on it, so I figured let's just see what it is.
I was going to ask you because it was your first, you know, for people that are regular listeners to some of our podcasts, we talked about it the last couple of years and we kind of had an idea, but for you, I know you're not a regular listener to Let's Pro Show, right?
I used to listen more, I will say. I will admit, not not any fault of yours or the show. It's just, you know, I don't listen to many podcasts anymore.
I am going to stop putting out Star Wars shows after I finish watching them. That may help. So in terms of you saying that you didn't know what to expect, in terms of an overall view afterwards, how do you think it went?
I think it was good. I was sort of hoping for what the last day and a half was. Mm-hmm. I was hoping for that for the whole thing. And when I say that, I mean, I was looking forward to learning more technical things about tools to help us with our businesses.
Right.
And also, you know, absolutely business, administering the business, stuff like that as well. And was really looking forward to meeting other business owners and talking to them about how they do things. Because I think to me, that's sort of where I get the most benefit.
Right.
Just to talk to other people that are doing things similar to I am and how they do it.
Yep.
Because everybody has different ways of doing things.
That is true. So why don't we start with that day that was so good. That was a day full of breakout sessions. And which ones did you attend?
I attended the cloning one, the imaging one with Matthew Brock,
right?
Which I thought was great. Now, you know, I have been doing a lot. So I'm active on Facebook in some of the Facebook groups. And that imaging stuff, I didn't come up with it, but they've been talking about that for a few years. So I've been doing it. Mm-hmm. Already, but I wanted to hear to make sure that I was sort of doing that right, and you know, just to hear how Matthew talked about doing it. So I went to that one, and then I also went to the HIPAA one because I have one client that's an allergist that I'm after that HIPAA one, I might have to fire her as a client. It terrified me. it just got me. Oh, there goes the dog. Sorry.
Say hello to the dog, everyone.
That's the dog. Sorry. So anyway, it kind of got me a little nervous about that. But unfortunately, the thing that I didn't realize was that Sunday would be the breakout session day. And there was only two flights back to Philadelphia, 4 o'clock and 10 p.m. So I picked the 4 o'clock one and I had to leave early. And I was really upset because that was the day that was what I thought the whole event was going to be.
Right.
And so I actually looked into staying, but at that late date, you know, it was going to cost me a fortune to reissue my ticket and everything. Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
That didn't work.
That's okay.
Yep.
So in terms of what you did get to see now, the HIPAA, I also attended both of those sessions as well as some others. And I had seen also on the Facebook some of the discussions about the disc cloning. Now, you said you've been doing disc cloning, and you know, we should probably go back and describe your business because in terms of what is it that you do in your business that would have led you go into a disc cloning.
Right. That's a good idea. So my office is in my home. I do a lot of residential and small business. When I say small business, I mean like micro businesses. So I mean businesses with like 5 computers or less.
Okay.
And that's sort of my real target are home people that are working at home and that do not have IT support.
Okay.
So that I find is there's just millions of people doing that. I mean, I can't believe how many people are working at home and, you know, and they need some kind of support. So, but I do also some break fix. So, and some of these people that I help, you know, sometimes they'll need a new hard drive or they'll need, you know, a new computer or whatever. And, I've been using this, these images, you know, you make an image and then you just load the computer with the image and it takes like a fraction of the time as loading from scratch.
Right.
And, actually, I wasn't really using them for Windows 10. I was only using them for Windows 7 because that you could, you know, you can't load Windows 7 from scratch and then start loading the updates. That's going to take you 48 hours.
I was going to say you could, but it'll take you 2 days.
You could, but so you load from an image and it takes the whole thing from start to finish is like 30 minutes maybe from start until you're completely up to date. Windows 10 wasn't so hard because you just you know, you load it from a USB stick and it loads pretty fast. But what I learned from Matthew was you can to just preload the image with all the customizations that I want. And then, you know, when I load a new drive, they're all there.
Right. Which is something that I do with, you know, I primarily do business computers. Uh-huh. And now I kind of get a little easier path because I can do the same system 100 times for you know, my customers. And the only difference might be the line of business software, but I can have multiple images. So for one customer, I'll have, you know, Windows loaded up with all the updates and the drivers with, you know, if they have video drivers for dual monitors and a special card, you know, right. I can load up the Microsoft Office volume license. So all that I can have preloaded.
Right.
And I'll actually do more than just the imaging. I'll do cloning where I'll do an image and I'll have a duplicator where I can burn, you know, 3 to 5 disks at a time.
Oh, which nice.
Saves a ton of time. So,
this is what Matthew was showing us, this cloning little piece of hardware he had, which I have. We call it the Goblin. So I have one of those. So, you know, he was showing us how to store images. It's got an image manager.
Right.
So
for the library.
Right. So that what I hadn't really been doing that part. So.
Okay.
So now I am.
So that's a little interesting thing. You're talking about a lot of hardware, but I know your background is primarily in software.
Yes, it is. Totally. So yeah.
How did you flip the switch there?
Well, I'm not total hardware oriented. You learn by doing it, right? So it was necessity is the mother of invention. I have a client need a new hard drive. I started the hard way.
That's right. You do what the client needs.
You do what they need. You know, I can't remember the first time I did it, but I'm sure it took me days of, you know, trying to figure out how to do it. And then, you know, you just get good at it over the years. But yeah, software is generally my main focus. If I get some difficult hardware things, I have somebody that I outsource that to. Stuff that I don't want to do, really.
Right. So no motherboard repair or anything like that?
I don't do any motherboard repairs.
That's okay. I don't either. So don't
worry. I would almost have them buy a new computer. I would try and sell a new computer over that.
That's the way to go.
Right.
All right. So back to the session. So you also were at the HIPAA and you say you may have to fire a client now.
Right.
Is there some stuff that you learned new in that HIPAA session?
Yeah, I think what I learned the most was about the documentation. I don't think that I'm documenting to the level that a HIPAA audit would need. And that's what got me a little nervous. And what I find is a lot of these practices, you know, and again, I'm dealing with a small practice, you know, it's basically one doctor. She has two offices, but she just alternates days between the two offices. And she's got a couple computers and she doesn't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars making herself completely HIPAA compliant. So she wants to, you know, we put a firewall in place. I use SolarWinds as my remote monitoring and management. So I put that software on, you know, I did all that for her. But after that session, I'm thinking, that's probably not enough. You know, that's probably not going to.
Well, depends on what she does. I mean, you know, you're right. HIPAA, there's a lot out there it's all up to interpretation.
Right.
And you can do as little or as much is reasonable.
Right.
But the expectation is you are going to do some protection. And that's where most of the doctors, and I have that issue all the time, where they want to do the bare minimum
that they can get by with
to get their MIPS money.
You know? Correct.
Exactly. But it's a lot more than that. And one of the things that I remember doing the week before I came up to the conference is I had to fill out a vendor assessment for one of my clients.
Right.
It took me 90 minutes to fill that assessment out. And they wanted to know not only what I was doing for the client in terms of protection, they wanted to know what I was doing in my own office. And we actually had, they sent me back the forms because they had questions that they needed clarification. Uh-huh. And one of the clarifications was I locking down USB drives on the workstations?
Oh my God.
The right. first time I answered it, I said, well, for some clients, yes. For other clients, no. Mm-hmm. And I'm not locking him down in my office. There's only two of us full-time in the office. And then I have subcontractors come in. And, you know, it's quite limited what we do here. And they really wanted me to expound on that because, you know, whatever their rationale paragraph on the side says, all USB drives must be locked down. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yes. It's almost not, it's not possible to keep.
Not all of it.
Yeah.
There was another thing. There was another section where they asked about passwords and they wanted to know the password, you know, mask that we normally do. And it was, you know, 8 characters, uppercase, lowercase, number, and or symbol. Mm-hmm. Pretty typical, pretty standard. Right. So they sent the survey back wanting clarification on that because they said, while 8 characters is the minimum, our requirements are 9 characters. And I'm like, well, you got to tell me that.
Right.
There nowhere right. in any documentation. I've been working with this customer for almost 5 years. Nowhere did I know that they required 9 characters,
right.
let alone that they would want to make me be required to have 9 characters. I said, you're out of your mind.
That's for your password?
Well, they kind of let it go after we talked. They're like, right. well, no, it's not mandatory, but you know, that's our recommendation. I'm like, well, you can recommend all you want.
Right. Right. Well, that's the thing. But I don't know if I'll fire this client. She, we did talk about it. She keeps all of her data like in the cloud. She's got a cloud patient management system.
Right.
So nothing is on the local computers.
Okay.
So that's why I agreed to even work with her because I thought, okay, well, that's good, you know, but you know, it still made me a little leery sitting through that session. About
well,
all
it's,
the different
yeah, things. It's almost like you need to take responsibility for them
right.
in order to protect yourself. And, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is, does she have a business associate agreement with all of those cloud providers?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not. Right. I didn't even know to ask that question. See, that's the problem. Right.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we could talk.
We could go on day about, yeah, let's not do that.
So let's get back to the conference. So anything else that stuck out for you as in terms of, you know, being fun and new and innovative and learning or anything like that?
Well, I love, okay, so there was, if you want to talk about, this wasn't on the breakout session, but there was one guy who, Freedom Voice, mm-hmm. he came and talked about, you know, selling voice over IP services, which I.
Now, are you talking about the representative for
yes.
Freedom Voice or are you talking about Jason Miller?
I did not go to Jason Miller's break.
Okay.
I wanted to. I just had to leave. I would have if I could mm-hmm. have stayed. But I'm just talking about the guy who spoke on Saturday. I think
right.
his name was Paul.
Yes.
He was I mean, I loved what he was talking about. And I had never entertained really doing phones because I just didn't want to bother, honestly. Whatever, you know, I don't need that. But then he made it seem so easy. I was like, oh my God, this is great. I could just add this as an offering and that sounds like they're going to do most of the work and perfect.
Yep.
That's like a perfect thing.
So if you have an interest in Freedom Voice, I will go ahead and give you a little preview.
Okay.
So Jason Miller is going to be one of the other attendees that I have on the podcast.
Okay.
And I also may have Freedom Voice on. So there may be 2 podcasts that you may want to listen to.
I'm going to start listening every time now. Now that I've met you, Marvin, I am going to listen every time.
All right. I may have to do a little shout out just to test.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, right.
But yes, right. Freedom Voice, they were one of now, you know, I've been doing this for a while. And of course, because I deal with businesses, I always get pitched on, hey, you should sell VoIP. You should. And I'm right. like, you know what? I'm going to stay in my lane.
Right, right.
But after listening to the Freedom Voice presentations, I may have to start selling voice over IP.
Right. I just thought it just made it seem like it would really be an easy thing to offer and have some extra revenue. And I mean, hopefully, if he's right, it doesn't sound like there would be a lot of work on my end that they provide a lot of this or all of the support for it.
Right.
So that was where I was like, I don't want to be the one supporting the phones if, you know, something goes wrong.
And that was always my interpretation from a network administrator's perspective. Right. If it touches the network, I'm responsible.
Right. You're responsible. Right.
And of course, you know, any issue with call quality or static or all that, I can't hear, or it's a bucket underwater sound, you know, that's going to be our issue, whether it's a cable issue or quality of service. I just didn't want that headache.
Yeah, right. Me either. So I'm going to look into this now and see what that's about. And so, you know, on Sunday, if you go back to what those breakout sessions, I was only able to go to those two.
Oh,
I was believe me, no one was more upset than I.
You also missed Saturday Night Live, and that was a big session where
I couldn't find you guys. I went to the lounge. The lounge was closed. Apparently, I had to look at Facebook, which I didn't do at 11:30 on Saturday night.
The Facebook. Wow, that was. I've never used the Facebook as much as I did this past weekend.
Yeah. So I didn't look, and frankly, I was pretty tired anyway. So
yeah.
Probably.
All right. Well, in terms of coming back.
Yes. Am I energized?
Yes. Energized.
I am actually. And you know, I'm thinking what's changed. Like, I'm still doing the same thing, but somehow I feel more, I don't know, more positive, more confident, more like, one of the things that I always had a problem with was I always felt like I give away too much time for free on phone calls.
Right.
And like this week I'm done. I'm charging everybody. If they call and I talk to you for more than 5 minutes, I say to them, we're going to have to have a session. And they assume that means I charge them. And I've been even charging as little as 15 minutes, but I've sent out a bunch of those and people have already paid me them. I'm like, why haven't I just been doing this all along? When they're people that I do work for all the time, and they call and like they want to ask a quick question, you know, which is never a quick question, by the way.
Quick turns into 30 minutes.
Right. How many of those can you do a day? And you realize you spent, you know, 4 hours on the phone. So I was bad about that. And I'm now not going to be bad anymore about that. I'm done. I don't, finally.
Right. Well, that was something that I had learned several years ago in terms of making it hard for people to get you on the phone and not let go and just, you know, sending those invoices out.
Right.
And the first time they're like, oh, you billed me for that?
Right.
And it's like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you asked three questions that were highly technical and then you asked me to send you a file, you know, things of that nature. That's my job.
This is what you're calling me because I have this knowledge, and this knowledge is what I bill for.
Yeah.
So when you say it out loud, it makes perfect sense, but you just have to get yourself to do it. Or at least I did, you know? So I'm glad, you know, that's really for me, like the biggest thing I'm going to work on is that. And, but I did feel energized coming back from that. I felt good about, and I love, you know, first of all, to be able to spend all weekend talking about this kind of tech stuff with people, like where in my life am I talking to anyone about this? Nobody wants to hear it if you're not a technician.
Right.
You know, only on Facebook, or, you know, you can't talk to people in real life. Their eyes roll back in their head. They're like, oh God, don't.
My own wife has to turn away, and she works for me.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, I just remember, I got to make sure she doesn't listen to this. So, but you're right. This is, and that was the original concept of the conferences, was to find a way, you know, most of the conferences, you go, you sit, you listen.
Right. I can't.
And we wanted something where you could go, sit, and participate and sit face to face with other technicians, with other business owners who either are, you know, headed down the same road as you, the same problems, same issues, same successes. And then those who have gone before you have paved the way and want to turn around and share and say, you know what, helped me, this helped me.
Right.
And we want to be able to provide that atmosphere to do that. So that's, you know, I'm hoping that, yes, we keep these up, we keep doing them, and, you know, we find more people who are willing to share and engage.
Right. Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, I don't know if if it's going to morph into this new one or what. I mean, that's probably a different conversation, but
it is. We'll have to see if Lori does it again or if it moves to another city. This is the third year in the third city with the, I don't want to say the third leader, but usually the person in the town where the event at is kind of at the helm.
I see. I will come to Philly and we'll do it here.
You're going to run it?
Yeah. I mean, with some help, with a lot of help. I mean, yeah, I would do it.
Mike Smith is there. Maybe.
Yeah. I'll have to meet Mike.
All right. Well, Lynn, it was great to have you on the show to do this little recap.
And thank you. I enjoyed it.
Again, great to see you in person.
Same.
After seeing you all over the internet.
All over the internet. That's crazy.
And I think that your phone might be blowing up off the hook, you know, for the next month or so.
I hope so.
Because there are people who are, you know, interested in what you're doing. Because you've done this a while.
I've been in the IT industry a while. I haven't done this, I guess like 15 years at a while.
I was going to say 2001, yeah. I believe, right?
Yeah, that's more than 15 now, isn't it? The years just go by.
How can you be a tech and not be able to count?
No, I can count. I just don't want to count. That's the problem.
It's like being 39 for life, right?
Yeah. You're just suddenly like, wait a minute. If I tell people I started in 2001, then they're going to like start doing math and they're going to say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. She's not 30 like she says she is.
Oh, I mean, I gave you 31.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. But wait a minute. I didn't talk about Malwarebytes.
That was yes. Great. Let's
I
talk
really
about Malwarebytes. This is their third year at the conference.
And is it?
And they pretty much have done the same thing. Well, not exactly the same thing, but they are one of the most open vendors.
I like that. Yeah.
You know, to talk
I really
about.
I liked meeting them and now having, now I have a face to the a vendor.
Right.
It's great. Like, I love that. So I bought the tech bench. And I'm going to, I could show you my to-do list from months ago. I've had Matt Rodella's name on it. I'm just giving a shout out now.
All right. Rodella.
I've been meaning to call him for months and months. And finally I was like, okay, I'm going to meet him. I'm going to have him do my website too. I did my own and I like it, but. It
looks pretty good, I was going to say.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Better thank than you. Mine.
Really? Well, I'm going to have to look at yours. We'll have Matt do it.
I don't need to do all the fancy stuff. Customers never go to my website.
I don't get that many people through the web either. I really don't. So here we go. I'm going to look at yours while we're talking.
And you are, so you probably also got some stuff out of, did you talk to Brian Best? Because you are.
I already knew Brian. I've known Brian for a few years. I started using Mac MSP before he sold it to SolarWinds.
Okay.
So then he sold, and I was using SolarWinds for my Windows stuff. So I was so happy when he sold. I was like, oh God, finally it's all going to be together. And it's not quite all together yet. It's getting there. But I've talked to Brian a lot because when I first started onboarding Macs, I needed help. And I still probably need a ton of help, believe me, but. I'm much better now.
You're further along than most people. I mean, you're actually a part of the Apple Consultants Network. You're Apple certified.
I am.
That ain't me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It was, I live in an area. I live in suburban Philadelphia. There are 3 Apple stores within 12 miles of my location. And it was if you can't beat them, join them kind of thing. I realized I had many clients that were buying Macs. And I thought, well, they're going to need help someday. You know, and I want them to come to me. So
there you go.
Start to learn it. It's really easy. I mean, it's embarrassingly easy. It really is. So as a matter of fact, as a Windows person, you make things harder on a Mac than they are.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
You know, because you're in a different world.
Right.
And of course, and you know, I believe that if Apple were to really want to get into the business world,
which they do,
they could make a killing because now I'm going to speak from the legal perspective. Most of my clients are lawyers.
Okay.
Most of their software sucks.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's one of those things where every day can be a problem for software when it doesn't have to be.
Right. Right. So. And I can tell you that I know that Apple is really making a push for the business world. Absolutely. I mean, that's certainly what they talk to us on this Apple Consultants Network. So, and they have a whole business section. If you go into the Apple store, behind the wall is a whole business department.
So, all right. I'll have to pay attention.
Yes. Pay attention.
I'll have to call you when I do my first Mac.
Yeah, absolutely. I've helped a lot of people on Facebook. You know, the guys that need help on Facebook and there's a lot of people in some of those groups that know Mac stuff.
All right. All right.
Okay. Well, great.
All right. So I know we jumped off Malwarebytes really quick to go to the Mac and for you to torch it. Did you find the website?
I did. It's not bad.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah.
All right.
Listen, it says what it needs to say. I think it looks good, actually.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's got the name, got the number.
Well, yeah. Right. You know what? And the reality is.
What happened to my picture?
I see your picture.
Oh, okay.
I got your picture right there.
There it is.
Contact. Oh, you can send a file.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like the picture of you in the network room with all the cables.
Yeah, that was me showing off the Fluke.
Right, right. So, yeah, that looks good.
Well, Lynn, again, thank you for taking the time. We went way over what we thought we would.
Oh, we did. Okay. I wasn't even paying attention.
No, which is what happened at the conference. You get to talking, and this is the type of thing that these conferences are for, you know, to put names to faces and to, you know, be able to talk without restraint, I guess is
correct.
The way to put
right.
it. And if you're talking to 2 a.m. about the business, hey, that's a good thing.
So I think everyone that was there was clear that they loved what they do and they love their business. And that's great. Like that's just so great to meet people like that.
So, all right. So we will definitely see you next year, wherever it is. We'll probably see you before then, because there's going to be other stuff happening and you're on the radar now.
All right, good. I'm glad.
Okay.
That's great, Marvin. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking with Lynn Thames, Thames Computer Consulting in the Philadelphia area near our good friend Mike Smith. And we have just done a recap of the IT Owner's Compass that we had in Chicago. Great times, great tech. And I'll be interviewing some more people here in the coming days, and we'll get some more feedback. So until then, head over to the podnuts.com website, listen to some other great shows over there, support your fellow podcasters in their continuing effort to share the tech wealth. And until next time, holla.